day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Want to grow hemp in 2019? Herbs Hemp Farm wants to help you succeed. They're Oklahoma's oldest and largest family-owned wholesale greenhouse, and they were one of the first hemp producers in Oklahoma when state law established the pilot program. Now, hemp is federally legal because of the 2018 farm law, and Herbs can provide you quality plants to help you start your first hemp crop. They're taking orders for 2019 production now. Learn more by emailing info@herbsherbs.com or go to their website, www.herbsherbs.com.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 4th through 6th at State Fair Park. Then the Tulsa Farm Show returns next November. For more information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call the show manager, 800-873-1411. 800-873-1411. Also, check out our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Limited trade scene here on Monday with April lean hog futures setting contract lows throughout the day with a 32 cent per hundredweight loss. Light support though in feeder cattle trade causing live cattle futures to remain mixed. Corn markets lowered today in light trade. March corn futures about 1.5 cents lower. Stock markets mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones 12 points lower. NASDAQ up 20 points. Over in live cattle, narrow trading ranges have held throughout the day. This has kept prices 7 cents lower to 20 cents higher as inactivity was rampant throughout the complex today. Cash cattle interest slowed today with bids and asking prices yet to be developed, most of the focus being placed on inventory taking and show list distribution across cattle country, likely midweek or later before any active trade is seen. Box beef cutouts today higher, up $2.05 in select and up $1.14 per hundredweight in choice with line movement of 35 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, line buyer support slowly moving back into the complex, continued pressure in corn trade allowing for renewed follow-through support to develop in most feeder cattle trade, although most contracts are 10 to 30 cents per hundredweight higher. The underlying firm tone in the cattle complex expected to continue for a while the focus on lower feed costs and renewed support in beef values helps to stimulate longer-term buyer interest. Meanwhile, in grains, corn trade was 2 cents lower today, scoring a new one-month low in quiet trade, but we are off of the low for the day. Soybean trade 9 to 11 cents lower, with early two-side trade giving way to selling with no concrete trade progress so far. Meal was $1 to $2 lower, and oil 60 to 70 points lower. Finally, in wheat, trade was mixed today, with higher protein wheats holding up the best, with trade seeing oversold conditions again. KC spreads, meanwhile, gaining on the front months.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.